That was Lake Louise from the album Landscapes by The Long War, an indie folk band from Vancouver who beat out hundreds of applicants from across the country to win first place in CBC's Searchlight competition last year. I spoke with vocalist and songwriter Jarrett Lee over Skype. Thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell me a little bit about your early musical history. Did you grow up in a really musical family?
I did grow up in a musical family. I started playing music sort of secretly in my family's basement. I was always quite shy about it, I guess. My dad's a musician. He's a jazz musician, mainly a piano player. My sister plays as well. She also studied jazz. She's a multi-instrumentalist. So, I kind of used to wake up early in the morning and put on like Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young or something, and secretly trying to learn how to play those songs in the basement on my guitar. So lots of music around me.
You mentioned your sister, and she's also in the band. How did you come together with Chad, Neil, and Carson to form The Long War?
Well, I guess what happened, The Long War started with Chad and myself. Chad had a small show to play in Vancouver here, and I hadn't really played in a while. I was taking a break from music at that point, and he asked me to join him on stage, and I did, and we put together a set and started playing some of the earliest iterations of what are now Long War songs. At that first show we played as a duo, Neil the drummer was in the band that was headlining the show. He was the drummer, and he sort of liked what he heard, and he wanted to join up, and he joined up, and our bass player Carson just happened to be there watching. And then later on, we brought my sister on board.
You're the songwriter for the band, and you also studied film and journalism in university. You write really relatable and evocative lyrics. When you're writing, do your lyrics tend to inspire your music, or are you more likely to start with a hook or a riff?
Thank you so much, by the way. That's very nice of you to say. It really does depend. I like to start with guitar usually, or sometimes even piano, and it's just sort of fumbling around. And if something sticks, I just sort of let it pour out and try to make sense of where that's going. And then I create a song from there is usually how it goes. In most cases, there are some times where I dig back through notes I've taken and steal little lines and little lyrics and try to develop them into a song. And I guess there's been other times where I've deliberately wanted to write about this thing, but I tend to just sort of trust my instincts and just let it take over and see what unfolds.
Your debut single, Breathe In, Breathe Out, one out of, I think it's over 1,700 talented other artists from across the country to win CBC's Searchlight competition. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a really huge win. What doors has it opened up for you?
It was a really, we always say, a surreal experience. That CBC Searchlight performance was our fourth performance as a band. So
crazy.
The whole thing was crazy. Yeah, it was completely nuts. And we never really thought we'd win the whole thing. But a lot of talented people in that room and that were part of that contest. And it's opened plenty of doors, I think, for us. It's given us the excuse and the reason to really go after music. We've played some big stages, luckily, through that. We've played the NAC, and we played CBC Music Fest, and we're recently working with Music BC, and it was a bit of a validator and helped put us on the map. But again, it was a reason to work hard. It's just an opportunity, and it's what we do with it that really counts at this point. And we were so new that we had to work backwards in a sense to cultivate an audience. Mm-hmm. But the cool thing was that we got to go to Metalworks, record a record, and just come out of there feeling pretty good about what this band can do. So, it's been a really amazing experience.
What was the inspiration for that particular song?
Breathe In, Breathe Out is a song I started writing years ago when I lived in Ottawa. And I had the riff, and I always thought the riff was catchy. It was always under my fingers, and I'd always sort of play around with it when I could, when I had a guitar in my hand. And I had the chorus, and I had a verse, and I had half a bridge. And I, at the time, my friend was going through some stuff. He was in hard times and suffering a little bit, and kind of getting into some things that he shouldn't, a little bit of alcohol and drugs. And I just didn't really know how to talk to him. And that's where it came from. I've never told that friend that the song's about them, and I don't plan to. So that's where it started. And the funny thing was, as I was in the process of finishing it and working on it, and Chad came in and helped me finish it, I never finished it until I landed in Vancouver. And what happened was, living in Ottawa, I sort of stopped playing music at that point because I just felt burnt out from it all. And I traveled across the country and arrived in Vancouver and showed Chad that song. He loved it, and we sort of worked on it. We ended up collaborating to finish it, and the song weirdly became about me, I guess. And now it's about, you know, whoever. You know, I've released it into the wild, and gotten a lot of positive feedback and emails from people saying that it's impacted them, and that, like, really means a lot to me. And it's quite profound that a song can do that. I feel very lucky to have that experience.
Your home, and you need another.